My story. I should have died at the age of 3. I was struck by a car as a toddler. I was launched into the air and turned about, much like a football does when it collides with the trunk of a car. I consider myself fortunate to be here right now. After the accident, I was hooked up to various tubes, lines, and breathing devices. Doctors told my parents that I would die within a week, but God had a different plan for my life. I had shattered bones throughout my body and spent 12 weeks in a full body cast. I spent months in a coma on life support. Not only was I a toddler still discovering the world, but I had to relearn mental skills in the aftermath of the tragedy. I was miraculously given a second chance at life. I was fortunate to have both my parents, brothers, and sisters to support me during that period. As a result of the event, I could not walk and struggled with different developmental challenges. I acted out and misbehaved. I was branded a bad kid and frequently felt like no one understood me. Adults around me appeared incapable of controlling or comprehending my outburst. I, too, did not understand. It would take decades later, as a nursing student, for me to have a better grasp of my illness. According to the Erickson Psychosocial Stages of Development, between the ages of 1 and 3 years, an internal conflict exists between autonomy and guilt and doubt. As a toddler tries to do everything on their own, independence is critical. When youngsters cannot complete a task, they may feel terrible and begin to misbehave. Personality develops in a fixed order during 8 stages of psychosocial development, from infancy to maturity. At 3 years old, I was like a newborn baby relearning how to do everything. It was a hard reality to face as a child with mental impairments. I struggled to interact and communicate with other children. My earliest childhood memories were taking speech therapy classes to repair my lisps due to the coma. The speech disability I developed left me feeling unwelcomed, alone, and misunderstood. Without my mother's prayers and the staff at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, I would not be able to write this book. This book contains a great deal of life-changing material I've gleaned thus far on my quest. My hope is that you acquire some beneficial knowledge for yourself and/or loved ones.